Welcome to another installment of Adam Reed's Guidance. In today's recording, I will be discussing project management and what the FFIEC has to say about it. Project management is something we've seen regulators and examiners drill down on in the last year or two. And I think we can all agree that our projects, especially related to IT, are only getting bigger and more complex. And many times, we're using outside parties to help complete these projects. But whether a project is small, large, done internally, or externally, there should be a system or process to manage that project's lifecycle. And project management isn't anything new. In fact, the FFIEC booklet, Development and Acquisition, mentioned project management 79 times. And that booklet is from 2004. So I'll start there to show how they define project management and see what the FFIE stated about project management almost 20 years ago, which is still relevant today. First, in the Development and Acquisition booklet, they define project management as planning, monitoring, and controlling an activity. They note that project management focuses on controlling project activities. Organizations should establish project management standards. And those standards should be commensurate with organizational and project characteristics and risk. So with those key points, the Development and Acquisition booklet outlines a few sections for project management that I'll review here. And that includes the overview, standards, tools, effectiveness, and examination objectives. Financial institutions should establish appropriate development, acquisition, and maintenance project management methodologies. The methodologies should match a project's characteristics and risks and include appropriate project plans, definitions of project requirements and expectations, project management standards and procedures, quality assurance and risk management standards and procedures, definitions of project roles and responsibilities, involvement by all affected parties, and project communication techniques. Project management in its basic form involves planning and completing a task. Technology-related tasks include ongoing operational activities and one-time projects. A project's impact on operations must be a key consideration when assessing development, acquisition, and maintenance activities. Detailed project plans, clearly defined expectations, experienced project managers, realistic budgets, and effective communication significantly enhance an organization's ability to manage projects successfully. Ineffectively managed projects often result in late deliveries, cost overruns, or poor quality applications. Financial institutions use various methods to manage technology projects. The Systems Development Lifecycle, SDLC, is the primary project management methodology described in the booklet. The SDLC is used for illustrative purposes because it provides a systematic way to describe the numerous tasks associated with software development projects. Organizations may employ an SDLC model or alternate methodology when managing any project, including software development or hardware, software or service acquisition projects. Regardless of the method used, it should be tailored to match a project's characteristics and risks. Boards or board-designated committees should formally approve project methodologies, and management should approve and document significant deviations from approved procedures. Project management standards. Standards should be in place to address general project activities, such as project requests, review, and approval processes, project management methodology selections, and project reporting and documentation requirements. Standards should also address the specific requirements of individual projects. For example, standards relating to software development projects should include, among other things, application design, programming, and testing requirements. The standards should be sufficiently detailed to ensure team members can identify project objectives and expectations. Clearly defined expectations are a prerequisite for successfully completing projects and obtaining buy-in throughout an organization. The standards should require representatives from all departments involved or affected by a project to assist in defining functional requirements and project deliverables. Structured project management techniques provide ways to reduce project risks. However, project management differs from risk management. Project management focuses on controlling project activities as opposed to project risk. For example, project management procedures in a software development project involve scheduling programmers to script programs. Risk management procedures would involve establishing contingency plans in case several programmers quit in the middle of a project. Similarly, project management procedures in an acquisition project involve assessing a vendor's financial stability. Risk management procedures would involve reviewing the accuracy of the assessment and establishing contingency plans in case the vendor fails to meet its obligations. Project management tools. Project managers use various tools to schedule and monitor project tasks and estimate project costs and completion dates. Experienced project managers can effectively use internally developed spreadsheets for small or non-complex projects. However, in most cases, managers should develop or purchase more sophisticated software applications when managing large, complex projects. Management should implement appropriate access controls and backup procedures to ensure the security and reliability of these critical project management tools. Project management effectiveness. There are several methods for enhancing the effectiveness of an organization's project management skills. Typically, the methods involve training project personnel and developing structured management techniques. They include two examples for illustrative purposes. The inclusion of these items in the booklet is not an endorsement or all-inclusive representation of the methods. First, the capability maturity model. The Carnegie Mellon University Software Engineering Institute developed the capability maturity model for software to assist organizations in the assessment and improvement of their project management processes. The model categorizes an organization's capability to develop software within one of five maturity levels. The model suggests an organization can improve its development skills, or move into a higher category, by implementing the techniques defined within a category. The second method is International Organization for Standardization, or ISO. The ISO 9000 series of standards includes ISO 9001, which addresses management practices related to design, development, production, installation, and servicing activities. The generic 9001 standards focus on manufacturing activities. However, the organization published ISO 9000-3 guidelines to assist project managers in applying the 9001 standards in software development environments. And finally, project management examination. Examiners should conduct risk-focused reviews that assess the overall effectiveness of an organization's project management standards, procedures, and controls. Examiners should not expect organizations to employ elaborate project management techniques in all situations. However, organizations should employ project management standards, procedures, and controls commensurate with the characteristics and risks of their development, acquisition, and maintenance projects. The next FFIEC booklet to mention project management is the Supervision of Technology Service Providers, released in October 2012. It mentions project management 7 times, mainly stating that management should use project management to address IT-related risks, stating, management practices may need to address some or all of the following IT-related risks: strategic planning, quality assurance, project management, risk assessment, infrastructure and architecture, end-user computing, contract administration of third-party service providers, organization and human resources, and regulatory and legal compliance. They provide a few examples on ratings related to the effectiveness of project management. A rating of 1 would indicate that project management techniques and the SDLC are fully effective and supported by written policies, procedures, and project controls that consistently result in timely and effective project completion. A rating of 2 would indicate the project management and the SDLC are generally effective. However, weaknesses may exist that result in minor project delays or cost overruns. And then jumping down to the lowest level, a rating of 5 would indicate that, if they exist, project management techniques and the SDLC are critically deficient and provide little or no direction for development of systems or technology projects. Then, the FFIEC Management Booklet from November of 2015 includes 19 mentions of project management, primarily in a section dedicated to project management. It states that an effective project management process is a key factor in a well-managed IT operation and includes applying knowledge, skills, tools, and techniques to achieve project objectives. The operational complexity of the institution dictates the degree of formality of project management practices. Generally, project management consists of initiating, planning, executing, controlling, and completing projects. The institution's ability to manage projects drives its ability to adapt to changes in its business requirements and satisfy its strategic objectives. Management uses project management techniques to control projects for system acquisition and development, system conversion, product enhancements, infrastructure upgrades, and system maintenance. Project teams should balance resource investments of time, money, and expertise with the project's priority, risk, and requirements. Management should monitor projects closely to control costs and assure adherence to project management policies. A formal project management system, if used, should employ well-defined and proven techniques for managing projects at all stages. Regardless of the system used, management should include the following elements in its project management process: oversight by experienced and skilled project managers, whether they are employees of the institution or consultants hired for specific projects; accepted and standardized project management practices; senior management support, including a review process around significant projects; defined and monitored institution-wide project risk assessment methodology; approval processes to ensure that projects are defined, go through a risk assessment process, and meet requirements; established project requirements with collaboration among stakeholders and project management staff for each phase of the project; target completion dates to track each task or phase of the project; timely project status updates to compare actual completion dates with target dates; procedures to track and measure project performance against requirements; a defined change management process, including approval requirements; sufficient testing at all appropriate stages of the project to ensure that the new system or process will not negatively impact existing systems; training for end users and designated staff responsible for ongoing support; and a well-managed process for transition in ownership from implementation teams to operational teams. And finally, the FFIEC booklet, Architecture, Infrastructure, and Operations, mentions project management 7 times, giving a very high-level view of the phases of project management. For both architecture design and infrastructure implementation, it is important to follow the entity's project management process to appropriately integrate resilience throughout the enterprise. When the entity is planning larger or more complex architecture changes, implementation of those changes should maintain and follow a project management process that includes the following 3 phases: planning, identifying requirements and functional specifications in design technical architecture; execute, build and implement solution and monitor and control risks; and then closeout, update documentation and incorporate lessons learned into the architecture plan. So, a short recap. Project management is mostly defined in the 2004 booklet Development Acquisitions, but is mentioned throughout booklets, including their latest booklet, Architecture, Infrastructure, and Operations. The FFIEC Management Booklet from 2015 also includes a number of bullet-pointed items that project management should address. But overall, project management should start with a plan, define project requirements and expectations, as well as project roles and responsibilities. There should be standards and procedures to address general project activities, such as the request, review, and approval process, as well as project reporting and documentation requirements. And make sure lines of communication are open and involve all affected parties. And at a high level, the board, or a board-designated committee, should formally approve project methodologies, and management should approve and document significant deviations from approved procedures. Which tools you use for these processes and how you manage effectiveness of projects is up to you, but always remember that project management standards should be commensurate with organizational and project characteristics and risk. If you have any questions about project management or would just like to share your thoughts, please reach out and let us know. We always like to hear from you. But with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this, and I hope we can provide a little more insight into project management and its requirements.